As Afghan children return to school this month, they'll be learning from some 10 million new textbooks, courtesy of the U.S. government. It's part of an effort to replace the old books, which were filled with images of weapons and talk of jihad. During the 1980s and early 90s, the U.S. helped supply those primers to Afghan schools, in part to foster resistance to Soviet occupation. Officials are concerned that the old books, which were also used by the Taliban, might encourage Islamic militancy. The new texts still teach Muslim precepts, and that raises the question of whether they violate laws that prohibit the use of tax money to promote religion. Andrew Natsios is head of the U.S. Agency for International Development. He says the books were carefully modified to meet the needs of Afghan students.
What we did was we assembled a team with the Ministry of Education that had requested that we do the printing of these texts for school, and we hired some Afghan university professors and journalists, 4 women, 6 men, many of whom were educated in the United States, to read the text 4 times, delete any material that had attacks on other ethnic groups or religious groups, any violence, any references to warfare, any disrespect for women, and take that out of the text. The purpose of this whole project was not just educational. We want the kids off the streets because there are militias out there. They're trying to recruit kids into them. And the sooner the kids are off the streets in the classroom, the less likely they're going to get recruited. There are also a lot of landmines around. A lot of kids are still getting hurt. It's much less likely they're going to get hurt if they're in the classroom learning than if they're out in the streets. The textbooks are a magnet to get children back into school.
Do these new texts also include religious instruction, citations from the Quran?
There are religious texts included, as they have been for the last 30 years. In fact, many of the religious texts date back to the early 1970s. They are not new texts. They are traditional in the Afghan curriculum. It was something that the Ministry of Education insisted on. It said it is their country, it's a Muslim society, and they wanted some instruction. It is not political Islam. It is just traditional Islamic cultural teaching.
Is that legal for you to be funding that?
It is appropriate in the context of other cultures for us to publish texts which are appropriate to the society traditionally, as long as the principal purpose of the instruction is secular in purpose. And the great bulk of the texts that are being printed are secular subjects with no religious instruction in them at all. We do not publish religious material, but if there's a curriculum that's being published and there is some religious instruction in a society where one religion is the religion of the entire society, which is the case in Afghanistan, and the Ministry of Education insists on it, then we go along.
Andrew Natsios is administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which is financing Afghanistan's new school books.